Track 3. Now we have Nina Nanar, ITV's arts editor, who bets that Nigel Kennedy has never fallen asleep during a film premiere.
One of the really lovely things about my job is getting to see films before they're released to the general public. This is because as an arts journalist, it gives me the chance to write a review or to prepare to interview some of the actors in the film. And it is a pleasure. Often the screenings take place at 10:30 a.m. or early afternoon, and it's always fun to emerge blinking into bright sunlight in Soho. I was delighted to get an invitation to a preview screening of The Devil Wears Prada 2. It was at a cinema in Leicester Square and was being hosted by the boss of the entire Vue cinema chain, so they could show off all their latest technology. We invitees were greeted with Devil Wears Prada themed cocktails and posh canapes were brought around. I was thoroughly satiated and a bit jolly by the time we were escorted into the exquisite new cinema. It's really good fun, and fans of the original film from 20 years ago will not be disappointed. The original cast is back, Meryl Streep is fabulous, and there are some amazing cameos. However, a confession from me. I dozed off for a tiny bit of it. I seem to be doing that increasingly these days. It was momentary, and as I suddenly looked up, I realised that no one had noticed, I think. But sadly, those spells of sleep were during key moments in the plot. I managed to catch up just about, but walked out of the cinema room praying that no one had heard me snoring. It's not in any way a comment on the film, which is fabulous, but more on me, which is happening in direct parallel with getting older. Some people, though, it seems to me, are still firing away on a full cylinder. The other day, I was lucky enough to get an interview with the brilliant violinist Nigel Kennedy. He's on tour, including in King's Lynn on June the 23rd, and I was invited to go and chat to him and to watch him and his band doing their sound checks. As I arrived at the venue, he was up on the stage and waved when he finished the track he was playing and enthusiastically bounded over to the edge of the stage to say hi. I then sat and watched as he and his band ran through the concert that was to come. It was so clear watching him why he's regarded as one of the best violinists Britain has ever produced, not to mention one of the best in the whole world. He was funny, joking around in between violin solos, leaping about the stage with his Aston Villa scarf tied on the grand piano behind him. This man is turning 70 in a few months. I think maybe there are just some people who are forever brimming with energy, regardless of age. I reminded him that he was once known as the bad boy of classical music, not least because he had spiky hair and thought Jimi Hendrix had as much right to be played as Vivaldi. He chuckled at this. I found it quite interesting that nowadays programmes like Bridgerton make full use of classical music, playing modern pop tunes to great effect. But when he did it with his Jimi Hendrix, he told me, there was horror that he might be opening up the genre to everyone rather than a select few. He certainly succeeded in doing that over his six-decade career. He has lost none of his enthusiasm, in fact, effervescence for what he does. And even though he hadn't toured Britain for 15 years, it felt like he'd never been away. I know that I'm very young at heart too, and I don't think I'll ever stop being that, thank goodness. But someone hasn't quite told my body to be the same. I should have asked Nigel Kennedy what his secret was. I bet he's never fallen asleep during a film premiere.